Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. I'm here with Chris and Dion. I'm in Tampa, Florida, and we're talking about fights on the plane. And what else did we say today?
Just Dr. Patism.
Yeah, Dr. Patism is here with a full diagnosis of herself, of other people.
Shut the fuck up. These are my announcements. I am a doctor today, and I'm going to diagnose you with Patisms. And we'll explain after the fucking music. Just stay tuned. I'm going to tell you why Chris booty hole was purple and what the problem was.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talk about, is it real though? And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
You gotta get the other wig back on.
I don't want that motherfucking little pixie do wig. I don't want to kill a bitch about that bitch. Like, who the fuck she thinks she gonna wear with that motherfucking little ugly wig? That look like a fucking old little man wig.
It looked like Emo Phillips's hair. Looks like you cut it yourself.
I know, it was all cut, fucked up. I was like, Quish, I'm gonna kill you.
It literally looks like dull scissors were taken, just like did a bottom bowl cut.
Yeah, they look like some super cut shit.
Are you putting on your makeup still?
I'm trying to put on my eyelash.
Oh, okay.
All right, 1 second, guys.
That wig kind of looked like the lady from the airport.
Oh, that bitch. That might have was the funniest shit I ever seen in my life.
She had me crying.
What happened?
I sent you the video on Twitter. I tagged you in
it. All right, hold on. I'll let me go look. I can pull it up.
You gotta watch that video. This episode is about funny videos we saw this week.
She demanded to speak to the airport manager.
All right, here we go.
How white are you?
It's not this one. Not this one, right?
Nah. I tagged you in it on Twitter.
Okay. Hold on, libertarians. Where's Dion?
It should be in your mentions.
I know. Well, I get a lot of mentions. I mean, I'm no Miss Pat, but.
You don't get no lot of mentions. You need to go and stop lying to yourself.
All right, here we go. I got it. Not boohoo.
He threw me to the ground! My name is Terry M. Booz. I'm the manager of the fucking airport here. Who saw him choke me? Who saw him choke me to the ground? Who saw me?
I saw you run through the door when you weren't supposed to.
And I saw him push you out the door.
You deserve it.
I appreciate your mistake.
Boo hoo. Boo hoo.
Boo hoo. You fuck off.
My name is Terry Ann Woos.
No, this is why I love gay people, because they don't give a fuck. Especially white. When he said, you deserve that. That was a middle-aged gay white man who didn't give a two shit fuck. You miss your flight if you don't set your white ass down, is what he was saying. Boy, I think I watched that video 30 motherfucking times.
She is on fire.
She was on fire. He's like, you deserved it. I was like, boy, I wish I was there. I would have done that. Go fuck it.
Go Sean Penn. Last time I heard anybody talk like that was when you were talking to your grandkids.
My grandson just actually told me, said, "You too loud." I said, "Bitch, you ain't got no job." Everyone just told me I'm too loud. I'm like, who told you? You better get the fuck out of here, little boy, before you get stabbed in the forehead. I just bought you some Mickey Mouse shoes too. I cut them bitches up.
Oh shit, Mickey Mouse shoes, man.
It was another video that I seen out there. Oh, did you see the airline flight on Spirit? These niggas was fighting.
Was
on
it the
Spirit.
Fight? Okay, I think you said.
And I'm thinking they fighting like they on Delta. I'm like, you niggas trying to knock a wing off that plane? Do y'all know what airline y'all on? Y'all up here fighting like y'all on fucking Delta.
They're gonna charge you $14 to have that fight.
But the thing is, I was like, if I was on the plane, I was like, you gonna rock this motherfucker out the air. You ever been on Spirit? Some lawnmower seats. I mean, a ride lawnmower is more comfortable. Them picnic table seats. With no seat belt, niggas. You just, when you take off on Spirit, you just put your feet on the back of the other nigga's seat, and that's your seat belt.
Spirit charges you for the safety instructions.
I've never been on Spirit, and I think she booked us on Spirit to, was it San Francisco, or it was somewhere, and I'd never been on Spirit, and we get on there, I'm like, I've $50 for my bag. She's like, why'd you think your ticket was so cheap?
Man, they was fighting on that motherfucker. I would have broke that motherfucker up. I'm like, let me tell y'all something. If we was on Southwest or Delta, but we is literally in a fucking Kroger buggy with wings on. You motherfucker wanna fight in the air? Ain't no way in the fuck. That shit would have scared the dog shit out of me. I saw that plane rocking out. I said, do you know Spirit is the only airline that throw your bags out and put their wheel on it to stop? And you motherfuckers going to sit here and fight on the plane? No. But since the airports have opened back up, you see that lady who knocked the airline steward's teeth out of her mouth on Southwest?
No. Yeah, no, I didn't see that.
White lady knocked a white airline steward's neck. I mean, this bitch was punching like a
M&M, element of cube.
M&M fighter. What you call M&M?
This will tell you everything you need to know about it, because I just Googled Spirit Airline fight, and look how many videos there are of fights on Spirit Airline. It's like 20. Oh, they're throwing things. Oh. Flight chaos. That's a riot. Oh, man. I tried to see if I could find it.
MMA is what you were trying to say, Miss Pat.
MMA, yeah. MMA fight. What was I saying? MMA. Sometimes I think that little short dick in the back of my throat get tied up and it'll be fucking up.
You mean the uvula?
The click that hang in the back of your throat. We all
you get throat dick tied?
That's a good one, white boy. Yeah, the little dick be back there hanging in there, just hanging. Look like it need a condom sometimes. But I think it'd be fucking up my speech. But yeah, the MMA fight. He was punching that bitch, knock that lady teeth out. That bitch could have knocked my teeth out and got off that plane in peace. Nigga, I'd have been like, fuck that job. All them Southwest signs would have been upside that whole head. I'd have hit that bitch with one of seat, luggage. I'd have opened that motherfucking top rack and start grabbing customer luggage, slinging that bitch upside her head.
It was on the plane she knocked her teeth out?
Yeah, she knocked her fucking teeth out. I mean, she was just held her in the shirt. Bam, bam, bam. And when she let her go, her whole side of her face was bleeding. And I was like, you just going to let this bitch hit you like that? So you ain't going to fight back because your job. Nigga, I'd be like, I quit while I got that hope. Well, I'm taking my knee to that bitch face. I quit. Fuck this job. There ain't no way the dog here. Fuck you gonna knock out my motherfucking teeth and not knock me out and I ain't gonna respond, nigga. Nigga, fuck that shit. I'm already mad for this bitch and I don't even know her. Where that hoe at? Nigga, sometimes you just gotta quit your job and take care of your motherfucking biz. You know,
your job, I wouldn't quit your jobs, not for a fight.
Sometimes you gotta quit your job to handle your motherfucking business.
You goddamn right.
The worst advice.
No, that's not, nigga. That's like knocking out that motherfucking lady teeth. And she, you, because, she, okay, the reason why I say quit your job, because she gonna try to sue Southwest if you hit her. So if you go ahead and say, I quit, this just between me and you, bitch. Because I don't work for them no more. When I tell you that hoe, I don't never lift my legs in there, but I done lift my knees and hit that bitch right in her motherfucking face. Nigga, like some good dick was flying that away. I done put that bitch out.
I can see you taking your Southwest pin off and stabbing her in the throat.
Nigga, the way she was holding that woman, punching her motherfucking face, it's like a black mama hold you and whoop your ass and just take you in a circle. That's not shit. Don't even talk to me. I need to find an airline student name so I can get this bitch name. We go fuck her up. We'll drive by a church on this bitch.
You sent it to me, but I can't find it in the sea of things that I'm supposed to post in the Facebook group for you.
How much longer are you in Facebook jail?
I think they keep adding days to me.
For bad behavior? We saw what you did on Instagram.
I really think they keep adding fucking days to me. Because I look up and I'm like, I thought I would have 5-8 more days than 14 days. I said, I got to start Snapchatting this year. I mean, you know, taking a picture of it. Because I think they fucking me over. I really do. All because I said a bitch wouldn't get fucked by a squirrel. Come on,
do we need to put some money on your Facebook commissary?
But they have those good biscuits in there.
What fucking good biscuits?
Facebook jail.
This shit pisses me off. And then everybody be talking to me. I'm like, some lady was like, why you didn't answer me? I said, bitch, if you in the group, you know I'm in jail. You know I'm in jail. So what are you talking about? Been in fucking jail. Off running my fucking mouth, but they ain't locked that bitch up.
How often is she hit? I feel like I'm in jail. She's doing the time and I'm getting punished with, can you post this please? I need to post the custom box thing right now. I forgot.
Oh, I think I found some, but you can't. I'm looking for somebody to No, don't post it. Don't post it.
Okay.
Did that fan give you that mug last night?
No, I think she's coming tonight. The J-A-E-N. Okay.
Yeah.
My friend called me. She's like, did you get your mug? I said, from who? A fan come with J-A-E-A. I said, who would spell it like that? I said, oh, I did.
The video of that, somebody commented, they go, I wish I had the confidence of Miss Pat spelling four-letter words.
Fuck you, bitch. That's missed out. Sometimes shit just slip out the wrong fucking way. I mean, it be in my head, but then I think I got a vessel or something stopped up. It was on the way out.
You would be the worst doctor ever.
Well, the vein to my spelling part of my brain stopped up.
You got a short dick infection in your throat. The jowls of your pussy's infected.
Jowls.
All righty. Sound like me, I'd be a good doctor. I'd be honest. Instead of beating around a book. Now, what you have is a big bacteria, soma namba kappa. I say your pussy by name.
Your pussy by name.
Because let's keep it real. When people go to the doctor, they don't want to hear all these big-ass words that they never heard before. Don't nobody want to hear, your pussy is a comma soon a soccer, soccer, soccer. Just tell me wrong, your pussy went backward and it done died. So what people want to hear.
I'm sorry, but we don't cover dead pussy on our insurance coverage.
People just want to hear the truth. If you went to the doctor and your booty hole was green, instead of giving you the diagnosis, you just want to know why my booty hole is green, right?
Yes.
You don't want them to tell you, oh, what happened was up in your intestine and your colon, some you ate some motherfucking mayonnaise and it's sour. And on the way out, it blew your booty hole to another car. You just want them to say, look, fat boy, you need to go on a diet. You're fucking up your anal. What is it called? Like
yeah, anal. I think that's right.
She's going to fucking kill me.
All right, so I got a note, and this is about your husband. You remember when you're talking about the eye worms on an episode mm-hmm. that your husband had? So mm-hmm. Samira wrote and said, you know, because she wrote me in like, hey, about the vaccine stuff. She goes, most likely Miss Pat's husband was playing outside as a child and touched some dirt contaminated with raccoon or dog feces, which contains the Ascaris parasite, very common. He then didn't wash his hands and ended up sticking his hands in his mouth as a kid. And the body keeps the parasitic infection at bay for decades, and so he should go get that checked out. It's apparently like really common for older people.
He didn't have eye worms. Okay. Thank you, Simona. What happened is when he had a torn ACL, he didn't tell anybody. So they thought it was eye worm, but he slipped. They found out he had a little trauma to his head, was fucked up that vessel or whatever in his head. He fell. And we was barbecuing one day, and he always wanted to take it like a man. And instead of saying, I just knocked myself almost the fuck out, he just got up and shook it off and went inside of him. So he just went back to the doctor, and they found out he had some trauma. And they was like, did somebody hit you upside the head? Because it turned out not to be eye worms. It was a trauma. And he had slipped and fell outside the house.
Now, Dr. Pat, can trauma is too big of a word. Can you put that in terms that I'll understand?
A nigga hit you in the head. A nigga shoot you.
Will I survive?
I think the Patism is mollywopped. You got mollywopped.
You got knock-kneed, and then you fell down and got mollywopped on the side of the head.
Knock-kneed, nigga. Now, you ever had sex with knock-kneed first?
No.
They
look horrible, man. Why?
Not me, people are pre-crippled people.
Can you make that a t-shirt?
They almost got crippled, but God stopped the development. So the knee did not.
Like on the conveyor belt, she stopped at 20 too early.
What?
What is a pre-cripple?
You know, crippled people like my Uncle Cecil, who knees go all the way in and they foot flat out like chicken wing to wing on the chicken. But not needy people, they were headed that way, and God stopped the development. So then they just stuck at the knees. those are the people. I think they got extra inside kneecaps. Well, their kneecaps supposed to be on the outside, it kind of turned on the inside.
What are you, Jimmy the Greek?
What
are you, Jimmy the Greek? Got an extra bone in your leg?
No, I'm Dr. Pattinson, bitch.
Dr. Pattinson.
I'm out here developing, diagnosing people. Yeah.
I'm done.
That's what I think happened to the not need people. They were on their way to be crippled, but God was, he was over here paying attention to something. He said, oh, shit, you need to stop. And so he stopped the cripple, and so he just left them not needed.
That assumes he let some people go past that, where he's just like, fuck it, I saved one. I'm not saving anymore.
Shit, I haven't had lunch yet.
So, I mean, think about it. Not needy people, mate. The good part about being not needy is they turn all their jeans into bell bottoms. Oh, Lord, I can imagine that. I'm not needed. Why you talking about me? I'm not talking about you. I don't know you. I'm
I just see why they keep adding days to your Facebook channel.
They're not treating me right on Facebook. They're locking me up. That is so fucking unfair and not righteous.
You know you can go to Parler. Parler's back.
I ain't going over them crazy motherfuckers. I'm scared of them motherfuckers online. And rarely, I'm scared of anybody online. Them motherfuckers will show up to your comedy show and beat the dog shit out of you with a motherfucking golden statue. I ain't fucking with them folks. I ain't that bad, nigga. I ain't that bad. Not me. I'm good. I'm going to stay right here where I'm at. I stay in Facebook jail for calling people squirrel dick pussy. I'm all right.
Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Julio Jones.
Look at her face.
I don't know why she's mad.
That was the number one requested topic. Yeah. Are y'all going to talk about Julio?
Julio wants to win, so he's not going to Dallas. But he's definitely not staying in Atlanta, Miss Pat.
He said, I'm out there.
Nah.
Yeah, we getting rid of. Have they got rid of him yet?
Nah, he ain't been traded yet. I think they're waiting until after June 1st.
Yeah, they have to wait until June 1st not to give him all that money. They so motherfucking stupid. He gonna do what Deion Sanders did. Go to another place and become a whole motherfucking star. I'm so pissed off at them. Don't even get me started with these motherfuckers. Do you know how many Julio Jones motherfucking jerseys I got? Off the blank, if you ever listen to this podcast, bitch, I want my money back. I want my motherfucking money back. Because every time I buy a jersey and you motherfuckers name, y'all trade it. Nigga Michael Vick gone, motherfucking Julio Jones gone. You trying to get me to buy Matt Ryan jersey. I'll be goddamn. That, nigga, let me tell you something. Jesus will come down and be hung again before I buy Matt Ryan. The restoration. You know what that shit called when we gonna disappear?
The rapture.
The rapture.
The rapturation.
Y'all niggas laughing, but I'm dead ass for serious.
She said Jesus can come down and get hung again.
And she's dead ass for serious.
I'm dead ass for real. Motherfuckers, I can't stand them goddamn Falcons. Them low down dirty motherfuckers. I'm crazy. The only motherfucker who out there. So what if the nigga toe been down for 2 years? Y'all ain't won in 2 years. You dirty motherfucker. He was the only excitement on the goddamn team. You gonna sit here and trade the only player I motherfucking know. I don't know the rest of them niggas. What the fuck is y'all laughing at? Y'all don't know the rest of me.
You can't trade the only player I know of the team I love. I can't learn a new name.
Okay.
The funniest reason to be mad is this affects me.
Now I gotta figure out who good again. Only motherfucking name I know. I can talk shit about. I don't know the rest of them folks.
What about the kicker? Doesn't the kicker have a fun name?
Well, who are you talking about? Ho.
Yeah. Yeah, ho. Get you a ho jersey.
Yeah. He ain't doing shit. He ain't doing shit out there with Michael Vick jersey on. They were low down and dirty to do that too. I'm just gonna have to go ahead and give up football, nigga. I'm gonna go to tennis with my friend. My friend watch tennis all the time. I'm gonna go to tennis. I can't do this shit. They run your blood pressure up and shit. And then they get you excited because they be winning. Then these niggas go to halftime and go take a piss of shit and be done empty their bellies and shit. Come at light and just lose and get ran the fuck over.
Young Hoku is the kicker's name.
Yeah.
Anybody ask you look that nigga up?
Get you a Young Ho jersey.
I ain't buying that motherfucking jersey. I ain't buying nothing else a Falcon, nigga. Only way I buy a Falcon is if it's a Falcon in my yard, a goddamn bird.
Y'all got a new guy, Kyle Pitts. He's supposed to be really good.
He ain't gonna be shit, but they say he good. That's why they getting rid of Julio because they say he too much of, what is it, cap? He capping all the money? No, your motherfucking son-in-law got all the money, motherfucker. Take some money from your son-in-law, old square-headed, heavy-foot-ass white boy.
Who are you talking? What are you talking about? Who's the son-in-law of what?
Matt Ryan is I think he's married to Arthur Blank's daughter, ain't he?
Oh, is he? I don't know.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, look it up. I think so. But you know, I be quoting shit wrong. It could be married to his auntie. I don't know.
Sarah Marshall.
That's his daughter, right?
I have no idea. I'm looking it up right now. No, that is not his daughter.
John Marshall. I don't think they're related.
They're not related at all.
All this time I've been accusing him of the wrong shit.
Yep.
I thought they were keeping him because that was his son-in-law.
Arthur Blank is worth $7
billion. Dang.
And can't even win a football game because he won't stay the fuck out the way, some bitch. How we got a crunk? Did you see our Hawks going the fuck up? They out there spitting on Trae Young and shit.
No. Yeah, that was crazy.
What happened?
The second playoff game between the Hawks and the Knicks. Some Knicks fan tried to spit on Trae Young, who plays for the Hawks.
What the fuck?
And apparently, this is a white guy, I think. I don't know. I haven't seen the video. But apparently, 50 Cent was sitting right there, too. And I think some of the spit landed on his girlfriend. So there's probably going to be a lawsuit. I did see something about that.
You know, a death. I would never fuck with 50 Cent. I read part of his autobiography. He's like nuts.
I would never. First of all, why are you spitting on a black person in public at a game with gangsters sitting on the front row?
You shouldn't be spitting on anybody.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Especially with COVID? Game.
Yeah. Nigga, we don't know what you got. Nigga, you might got motherfucking rat-a-tat-tat in your mouth. And you out here just spitting on motherfuckers?
Clinical diagnosis from Dr. Pat. Look,
that's when you quit your job. I quit and walk in that aisle and beat the dog shit out that nigga for spitting on you. Ugh. And then they threw popcorn on Russell Westbrook. What's his name?
Russell Westbrook, yeah.
Yeah, Russell, what?
Russell. Russell, are you having a stroke?
What is going on? You got a log jam in your brain? Damn. Just, you know, give you a mollycoddle on the side of the head and see if we can get it moving again.
Russell Westbrook. Man, I need to go check my shit out because I am slurring words and shit. Can't get it out right. But yeah, they threw popcorn on him. Again, that's when you quit your job, take out the judge, and whoop a nigga ass.
The fans have been going kind of ham on the NBA players. Apparently, they've been saying racist stuff in Boston, in Utah.
Oh, that's Boston. They
in Utah, they attacked Ja Morant's dad and his family with racist slurs.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, people, like, I don't know if you guys have been out much, but now you're traveling again. Like, people are losing their fucking minds. Like, tomorrow's the Indy 500, and I guarantee there's going to be all kinds of shit because it's the first time people have been in public for a year and a half, and they're just going to get too drunk and act too stupid. Like, I've just seen it everywhere. We went to a Kentucky Kingdom, and it was just people losing their minds. Learn how to act.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
You know, they just shouldn't have let us out like this. They should have eased us back into the world. Like, they should have put the whole United States on parole.
Coming from Facebook jail inmate.
Facebook ankle monitor.
We all need a COVID vaccine ankle monitor because that's why they acting crazy because they haven't been out in a whole fucking year. So they should have eased everybody back into the world. Okay, here's your braces. Time you act a fool, we're going to electrocute your ass at the wrist. That's what we need. They out here acting like some goddamn fool, suing each other. Fucking people just is crazy these days.
Yeah, we had that mass shooting in San Jose. That was a couple days ago.
They said, I read something today. They said he kept saying he was going to come and kill his coworker. I ain't got to get that but one time if I'm a white person. I'm like, I quit.
That's when you quit to handle your business.
Yeah, I'm going to learn how to quit to handle your business. I quit. For what? That white man said he gonna come and shoot everybody. You know they known for that shit. I quit. Nigga, you ain't gotta tell me but one time and I'm not that bitch.
They said they found 22,000 rounds at this dude's house.
Holy shit.
So apparently he would have been stocking up. That's just and crazy.
Then he go kill himself. How many people did he kill?
Nine.
Did he know him?
He knew they worked there.
Yeah, I thought he worked there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he still work there?
Not anymore.
I think he quit to handle his business.
Oh, jeez. Oops. All right. Just comedy, everybody. Just jokes.
That's why I don't, you know, I try to be nice to everybody. When people be talking shit to people, I like, come here, let me tell you, I love you. And I used to tell people, keep on fucking that motherfucker. He come back here and he gonna come look for you. But I tell him, I love you. I have nothing against you. In Jesus, Akabaka Baka Baka name, I love you.
I'm not even gonna ask. Did you mean Allahu Akbar?
What religion is that?
Whatever the fuck you want to put it on. I'm just saying. I was just trying to cover all the religion in case I want to make sure I got here. Religion. Aka baka 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 baka.
So you just figured if you speak in tongues, you'll nail one.
Aka baka 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 baka. Spider Man. So, you know, I try to be nice to everybody because you just don't fucking know. Don't know.
Did you see that belief in QAnon has become as big as some of the smaller religions in the world? That's how big it's become?
Yeah. I mean, that ain't nothing new to the black community. You know, people still believe the Klan is white knights are all right. Keep it pure. When, you know, and I understand why, you know, the Klans will want to keep it pure. I understand that. We understand that. Don't be honest. Don't nobody want you to get on no big old black circumcised dick and you ain't really keep it pure after that shit. So we understand. You want to keep her over there and let her do unseasoned food forever because time she take her ass to that corner seafood store, it's over. So I understand. So they got to keep feeding you that bullshit so you don't get the real shit. So, I mean, people get to believe in what they want to believe in. Some people still believe in Santa Claus. You know, people believe that Mickey Mouse was once real. It was a fucking, I don't know what race he probably was, but they think it's a nigga out there with heels like that and a nose like that who likes shoes like that. I've seen people who thought Mickey Mouse was a real rat got a job.
What is happening? Where are you at? What city?
She's in Tampa. Florida has fucked your brain.
Did you turn into Florida man? Breaking tonight, Florida man rides turtle naked.
Somebody think Mickey Mouse. I literally think a rat started Disney World.
You're shitting me.
No. Same way you believe in Santa Claus. You know, we had to be told as black kids, hey, ain't no white man came down no motherfucking chimney and made it up out of here.
Made it up out of here.
But that's what you saw. You know, you didn't see black Santas till like the 80s. Am I lying, dear?
Well, I was born in the 80s, so I have no idea what y'all saw before that.
Yeah, so it was around the 80s. When I was little, you never saw a fucking black Santa. You saw a white Santa. And when you finally saw a black Santa, you're like, he out here pretending. He ain't real.
I remember one Christmas, my cousin Victor dressed up as Santa Claus, and that nigga was like 6'7" at the time. So he's the biggest Santa Claus I ever seen.
Yeah, so when you went to the mall and the mall stopped, changed out the white sandals for the black sandals in the hood, and you walking out, you like, and then this Santa got like a wig on his neck, and you like, no, the Santa we know got all white hair, but you couldn't put that shit on no black man darker than Dion. Oh, what I want, the white Santa, motherfucker, because we know you ain't got no job. You probably running from child support, motherfucker. That's the shit that we were thinking in our head as little black kids, because that's what they told us. Santa was white, he gonna come down the chimney, until my mom said, ain't no motherfucking white man gonna come through no chimney and make it up out of here, bitch. I got a .22. He here to steal. And I'm like, no, he had to bring gifts. And then she told me that when I learned that we go to the infant stocking fund for all gifts. Life.
Do you
life?
Do you have a picture of you with Santa?
Nigga, I don't got but one picture of me. That's on the book.
That's it.
Because we got evicted all the time. The rain messed up the Polaroids.
Aww.
White people kill me. Aww.
That is sad. You don't have no childhood pictures and nothing.
I don't have any childhood pictures, just one.
Did you make any of the yearbooks?
I don't know.
No, never mind.
Say it.
She had to leave because of childbirth at like 13, so I don't think she, no.
Before that, maybe.
There were elementary school yearbooks, so they had class pictures, right?
Yeah.
Are any of those,
did you have any Ashley of those, in any of them?
Did you went to the same elementary school all 5 years, right?
Sorry to bore you.
No, I went to Dean Rush Elementary and I went to English Avenue Elementary.
I wonder if are they still around?
Dean Rush is still around. I was pregnant at Dean Rush.
elementary school?
You were in a rush at Dean Rush.
Could you imagine going to the library? Because I guarantee the local library, if you're a listener, go check out the local library. Maybe Dean Rush, you know.
In Atlanta. It's in Atlanta, right there by Harris Home. Dean Rush Elementary, I went to Kennedy Middle and Washington High School in Atlanta for a little while.
I wonder
while.
If they have any school pictures of you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like, hey, let me know if y'all found them because.
What do you remember taking class pictures?
Yeah, I do remember at English Avenue. That's what the one that got on the book for my aunt. You know, that's before they put the proofs on the pictures. That's the picture that I have, the one picture. But I don't have any pictures like from like when I was little. I don't have any pictures when I was young other than what other people made of, maybe taken. But no, I don't have many pictures.
Do you have any pictures of your mom or your parents or brothers and sisters?
I got a lot of pictures of my daddy because he's family, but I have one picture of my mom that somebody gave me. And my cousin is in the background. Her name was Poutini. And
she's Canadian.
No, she was a nigga.
Poutini.
She liked French fries and gravy.
Poutini. Imagine how like you have your cool cousin has a great name like Rabbit, and you're Poutini.
That sounds like the name of a series, Rabbit and Poutini.
I had a cousin named Poutini. Her sister's name was Granny. Her brother's name was Chauncey.
Her name was Granny.
Yeah, she looked old in the face, young. So
she granddaddy long legs.
I don't know, but they we called her Grandy. And I have a cousin named, a brother named was Atman. He was one of my favorite cousins. And then I had a cousin, you know, Boo, Little Man, Fat Man.
Do you know any of their real names?
I don't know Granny's real name. It's real name.
I thought Granny was her real name. I'm sad it's not.
No, just my cousin Boo. I know her real name, but no, I don't know their real name. We never learned each other real names. We was just always called by the nickname. I think it was because my granddaddy, I didn't really learn his name until I started to take care of him because they called him Bearcat Big George in 38. And I think it was like that because we was always into illegal shit. So the police showed up with a warrant with somebody's real name. We wouldn't know what the fuck they was talking about.
Right.
So we never learned each other real names.
Plausible deniability. I like it.
Plausible deniability. Okay.
Yep.
Such a good security system that you can't find your family 30 years later.
Let's do a Google search for Granny old in the face.
Yes. Poutini. Do you have the address for Poutini? No, this is the white pages. I don't.
Well, they on Facebook. I see them on Facebook. I just don't talk to anybody. I don't care to talk to anybody, but I see him on Facebook. My cousin Red on Facebook. And Noop Noop, I see her too.
How do you spell that?
Noop Noop, I don't know. But it's tattooed on her. I don't know how you spell Noop Noop.
Like Newt Gingrich or N-O-O-T or?
Noop Noop.
Does it got a K in front of it?
I think it's K N O O.
Silent K.
K-N-O-O.
What's the silliest of the nicknames? Like, one that makes you laugh?
Ant-Man. My niece, we called her Boogalock.
How does that get developed? Like, how does that just come out of somebody one day and you're like, that's it? Or.
My mama boyfriend just started calling her Boogalock. And I don't know. I didn't know. I don't think she shit a lot. There was her nickname, Boogalock.
Is Boog a term for shit?
I don't know. Boo? Like boo-boo?
No, these are your words. I'm asking you. I don't. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Like you dumbass.
But I'm saying boo, 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 go lie.
These are your words. I'm asking you.
Fuck y'all, niggas. Y'all so fucking silly. But boo a lot. It sounds like somebody who shit a lot. Boo a lot. I had a cousin named we don't know where he at. Ninny Boo. Now that was my favorite fucking cousin. He just disappeared.
And how much older was he than you, or were you older than him?
He was older than me. I remember he was real preppy back in the day. He had a little red car, and he just, you know, his mama and my mama were sisters. And they was just, it's like, to me at the time, I felt like he had made it because he was in college and, you know, he was just so preppy and so intelligent. He wasn't like the rest of us, Ninny Boo. And I just used to love to hug Ninny Boo. And then he hung out with my brother and my brother got him on crack. And they just fucked my favorite cousin, Ninny Boo, up. And he's on Facebook, right? But he won't talk to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tried to reach out to him several times. I said, are you Ninny Boo? And his brother tried to reach out to him. So.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
I just think he got kids and he went off and started his life. And, you know, I don't know. I always think he's going to remember I'm Rabbit. And he gonna show up at one of my shows and tell me he Ninny Boo.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, my cousin Ninny Boo.
Well, yeah. If you know what town he's in and you're going to perform in that town, you should just send him a message and be like, "Hey, I'm coming to town. I'd love to see you and see if he shows up."
I don't know what town he's in.
Oh.
He don't have it on his Facebook. I don't know. I don't even know Ninny Boo's real name. I need to ask his brother what's his real name. So I don't know, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, family. So I created my own family and I started with Jane Cleavers, Joan Cleaver, whatever her name is, and I went from there.
And now you got Quisha with her giving you fucked up wigs.
Quisha out there on the fucked up vacation. Quisha's the most crazy, spontaneous motherfucker I ever seen in my life, y'all. She just, I don't know what to say about my little friend. She just, that motherfucker jump up and go to Africa the next day. Don't have them plane. They ain't got no hotel. Ain't got nowhere to get out the plane at. She just knows she's going to Africa.
Ain't she in Jamaica right now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jamaican is too depressing for me.
Why?
You ever been?
No.
Oh. First of all, they have run over there and just taken that country from black folks. And they're just poverty. I grew up poor, but the poverty level in Jamaica, when we went on a Disney cruise and we got off to go into the city just to, you know, to look around and stuff. It was heartbreaking for me. You know, we running around, we getting off a Disney cruise and And for me, you know, it touches, stuff like that touches me. And I'm walking around and we all Mickey it out. And I'm got a Gucci book bag. And you see these people on kids begging. And you like, what the fuck is going on? And all you saw was like Chinese people. And they had black Jamaicans working. It almost looked like a slave trade. And so the guy who was giving us a tour, he was like, they coming over here buying up the country. Just everybody from China. And I'm like, oh my God, it was very sad. And then, you know, I go down to this restaurant and then you just see how they look at you. You just, you can feel the way they look at you. You know, like
the Jamaicans or yeah, the Chinese people?
No, the Jamaicans. Oh. You know, like, it's not that I didn't feel safe or anything. I just felt bad. I felt privileged. I mean, to see people. I did. I just felt like shit. I wanted to give them what I had on. And, you know, and I was like, and I just sat there thinking, we went to this like popular Jamaican spot where they take everybody to. And I was like, we take shit for granted in this country. Literally, these people cook it out of fucking hut. You know, and it was just the poverty level was like, it was worse than what I grew up with. I mean, you would think that in 3 years ago, it would be better by now, you know, because I would say the poverty level in America, it ain't where it used to be at back in the day. You know, we've grown a little bit. This shit here looked like shit 1940. I wasn't even born. It just looked horrible. It was sad. It was heartbreaking for me. It was very heartbreaking to get off that boat and to see people living in that condition, you know, with tin roofs. And he was, as he was giving a tour, he was like, yeah, they steal electrician from the pole. And everybody had up like plastic bags and paper up to their windows. I'm like, in the year 2000, this is how people living in other country. And I, it was, I said, I would never come back here. I would never go back to Jamaica.
I saw the same thing in Mexico because we went to, my dad took us to Cancun and we went to Chichen Itza, and it's a 2-hour drive from Cancun, and you drive through the Mexican countryside and you just see like lean-tos, like three walls with the front with just like a dirt slope down the front with just garbage everywhere, kids playing in the yard, and their house is just like a lean-to. And you know where I grew up, like I had never seen anything like it. Like it made me, I had the same reaction. I was like, wow, my life isn't hard. You know?
Yeah. Well, my life was hard, but you would think in the year 2000, thing would get better. But you know, when you don't travel and go around the world, you don't realize how out, you know, how far other countries are behind America.
Yeah. American poor is rich in other countries.
Yeah. And it was very heartbreaking. You know, you had all of these kids that just run up to the car and begging for money. And it was like, oh my God, you know, it was just heartbreaking. And I'm like, I'm giving them money. But when you give them other one, they kept coming like roaches. If you just kept giving them money, you would have had no goddamn money. You know, and the man was like, do not give them anything. I'm like, how do you not give these people something? And I just couldn't get back to the boat fast enough. And I was like, Jamaica ain't for me. And, you know, people are like, then you, when you ride in Jamaica and you see these luxury resorts, mm-hmm. but literally when you walk outside, it's the fucking ghetto. And you're like, why would I want to spend my money to stay here when they ain't doing nothing on the outside?
Yeah.
So that was, you know, I'm just that type of person. That ain't for me. No Jamaica for me. No Jamaica for me. You know, I go and dock and I sit. I just walk around where the cruise dock at. I would never go back into the city. Nigga, I'm a soft-hearted person. I be done gave them motherfucker the air. I come back to the boat, but nigga, I had to help the people down the street. I said, nah, I can't do this. I know me. And, you know, when I see people in those conditions, I always see the little girl who I was, rabbit. And I just know me. I can't take when I see people struggling. You know, I'm not going to let you tell me no lie and get my money, because I will tell you fuck off. I'm not going to hand out no money. But it's something about kids that bothers me with poverty.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially in our country. I don't know shit about Jamaica, but what I saw was very heartbreaking. and I will never go again. I don't care to go. You know, and I'm not trying to be one of those people that want to act like places like that don't exist. I know they exist. I know they exist. But if I went back to Jamaica, I would like to have a program to help people. It wouldn't be that a lep on a resort that's doing nothing for the country. I mean, literally, they had these steel-ass bars that you go down in, inside of the resort. It's beautiful. And I'm like, nah. Me, if I can't walk outside a resort and enjoy myself, I don't want to be at a resort.
Meanwhile, Quisha's on the beach going, bring me another Sex on the Beach, please.
She probably is. She took her daughter over there for her birthday. So it is what it is. You know, to each his own. Do what you do. But I'm going to Disney World.
Yes. When?
4th of July weekend.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you excited? Yes.
I haven't been in a long time. So I think the kids are excited. I'm going with a bunch of friends and stuff. It's about 30 of us.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, yeah. So I was on the radio with Mike Callie. Has Callie, Mike Callie, a radio station here that's very popular in Tampa. And he's like, Miss Pat, you got to get the VIP package. And I was like, I did. I got the passes when you skipped the line. He's like, that is not the fucking VIP package. And I'm like, well, I said, what are you talking about? He said, Mike Callie has the dude who do the voices for the NFL.
Oh, you yeah.
He was like, he said, you can't go to Disney without fucking doing that. And I was like, but I bought the pass and skipped the line. He's like, no, tell your travel agent. So I called. I said, this guy said, I need the VIP package. And when she gave me the VIP price, I said, I think we're going to be niggas in standing line.
What is the difference? What's the VIP package?
And standing line. Said, I went to Jamaica. They got all my money.
How much more was it?
It was a lot more.
Wow.
It was a half a trip more. So I just called up everybody. I was like, hey, y'all, we can do this VIP thing. And my husband back is, you know, he just had some back shots. So I'm like, if you guys pay your... if you guys pay for your VIP pass, because the trip is paid for, then I would do it. It was literally $600 and some a person.
Oh, wow. Yikes. A day?
You get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, yeah. But it was only for Universal.
Oh, man.
How many days are you going to be there?
The first through the fifth.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
But we're going to the park every day. No, we only did it for Universal. We didn't do it for Disney or all of those parks. We only did it for that one day. But I'll let y'all know how it is. We get to, supposed to get the tour all around. Once everybody give me their money, we're supposed to get to go out back. You don't have to stand in line. You go to the front of the line. You literally go through the back of the door of the rides and get on the rides. I hear it's pretty good. So
that's pretty.
Once everybody send me their money, then we'll do it.
Yeah, that's the shitty part of standing. My mom broke her leg, so we went to Disney. So we didn't have to stand in line. That's the only reason we ever went to Disney World. We always went to Universal, though. That was like, that's a fun theme park. That's like, everybody goes to Disney, but Universal's really underrated, I think.
We're going to Universal. That's where we got the passes at. Yeah. That's where we ended up getting the tour. It's called a VIP tour. So I told everybody, let's go in and get your money right if y'all want to do this VIP tour. But, you know, we'll see how it goes.
You said your mom broke her leg, so you have to go to Disney World?
She didn't do it on purpose, but she was like, well, we're going to Florida, and if you were in a wheelchair, you could go to the front of the line.
Oh, you still can.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dion, come over with a baseball bat. Let's do this right.
Yeah, well, even when we was getting on the Disney boat, since Garrett was in that wheelchair, because, you know, he had just had that ACL surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to, I'm sorry, guys. We was able to skip a lot of shit.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, we can start.
Is it just leg, or can you put a cast on your arm and skip the line too?
I think it's
you can put it on your neck too.
Can't stand. I think that was the reason.
Yeah, that was the reason pretty much. But I'll talk about the trip when we get back. So we're going to wrap this up so we can get some other shit done. I got a show tonight. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.